profiteering NHS counter-fraud firm, an alleged case of fraud fight for a publicly owned NHS. John Dale, Secretary, Unite M/NG32 Knots NHS Branch, personal capacity. A massive consultancy firm, paid to run NHS counter-fraud services, has just escaped prosecution for alleged fraud. PwC is at the heart of many privatization programs, often writing reports used by NHS management to justify privatization. A 3-year inquiry by internal investigator NHS Protect found evidence showing restricted workforce data was supplied to PwC, according to Health Service Journal. PwC allegedly used this in the process of winning and delivering contracts with NHS providers. NHS Protect submitted its file to the Crown Prosecution Service in May. The CPS has now, conveniently, decided there was not enough evidence to prove criminal fraud. Investigators allege PwC obtained the data from an NHS employee. It would have used this to win contracts and consultancy work with 20 trusts between 2010 and 2014. When asked by Health Service Journal, PwC would not comment on which members of its senior management were aware the company was using restricted data improperly. PwC certainly ought to be expert on the whole issue of fraud. It runs Fraud Academy to help prevent, detect, and investigate fraud and economic crime in all their many forms. After years of privatization of NHS services, PwC is completely embedded in the spider's web of public-private partnerships. For example, the NHS Litigation Authority's local counter-fraud specialist, to whom suspected fraud should be reported, is a PwC employee. The chair of PwC's Health Industries Oversight Board is Alan Milburn. He was Health Secretary in Tony Blair's government. One more reason why Jeremy Corbyn's Labour must completely break with the Blairites and pledge to bring all privatised NHS services back into public ownership. Socialism 2017, 11 and the 12th of November, Central London. Discussions include, can NHS privatisation be stopped before it's too late? Find out more and book tickets at socialism2017.net.